This is The Playbook.
What if I told you that my journey from rags to riches, losing over $100 million and back up again, applicable to everyone, are these seven valuable lessons that will protect and promote you at all times. Lesson number one is embracing failure. And in order to embrace failure, you have to identify fear, because fear is the only thing that defines failure. And if you can identify fear and utilize it, either to motivate you to get up, to get back, or to get you there, to utilize fear, to identify and get out of its way. When we know that fear only comes in two forms, fear of the past and fear of the future, and we know that fear of the past is indicative of regret and guilt, fear of the future, anxiety and worry, we now have a clear indication on how we can embrace failure, because we know what? Something better is coming. When you know you're being protected and promoted by all of the adversity, setbacks, failures and mistakes, you will realize that there's only one thing that you can do to promote and protect yourself to a better place, a better situation. And that's why we embrace failure for the future that it creates. Lesson two is the power of relationships. Especially today, why are relationships so important? Is because relationships create community. And the real power of relationships is creating a community of people that do two things. One, a group of people that are willing to help each other, and know people that can help each other. Today, whether it be in person, on the phone, via email, or media, traditional or social media, we want to create relationships with people that are willing to have open minds, open hearts, and open hands. People that not only want to be of service and value, but want to receive service and value and know people to do just the same. Relationships are the key, because we are relative to every situation, every opportunity, every touch of favor. If you want to focus in on the most important aspect of your community, it's building relationships in all four ways: in person, on the phone, via email, and media. And you too will exponentially aggregate an incredible amount of opportunities, options, and touches of favor. The third lesson is consistent action. And I use a triple A strategy in order to take consistent action, because consistent action gives us not only more action, but it gives us better results and faster results. The number one thing is to create a plan. Why? Because you get the first A, alignment. Two, action. The second A, you gotta take action that's aligned with the aligned plan that you've created. And then finally, third, prepare for adjustments. If you're using the triple A strategy to create a plan, take action, and prepare for adjustment, to know what's important to you, not what's important to other people, what's missing or what you don't have, you too will have consistent action, which will result in allowing you to have more, faster, and better. The fourth lesson is ask for help. The three most powerful words of all lessons that I teach. People ask me all the time, what would you tell your 18-year-old self if you could go back in time? People think that humility comes from giving help. I disagree. It comes from asking for help. You cannot give more with less. You cannot do more with less. Find someone who sits in a situation that you want to be in and ask them for help. The fastest way to get to where you want to be is find someone that can help you and ask them for directions on where they are. Ask for help. The fifth lesson is gratitude and mindset. They're so closely related, because gratitude gives you a powerful mindset. Why? Because gratitude is perspective. Gratitude is the lens that can find the light, the love, and the lessons in everything that you do. It is the key denominator to being positive. Gratitude is the key. It's free. It takes 0.1 seconds. People ask me all the time, how's the easiest, most impactful way, least expensive way to impact and change my life? I promise you, it's simply to say thank you. Thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up. And that leads to what? The appropriate mindset that leads to the heart set and the handset. If you have the mindset of gratitude, not only will you learn to appreciate everything, add value to it, but you'll learn to acknowledge it, acquiring the knowledge of what you have, to then ask for more. Appreciate all that you have. Live your life with the right perspective, the right mindset, with gratitude. Lesson number 6, work-life balance. Well, first of all, too many people try to attain something that's impossible to attain because they don't even know what they want personally, experientially, giving and receiving wise. But beyond not knowing what they want with those 4 different areas of our life, they think that they can achieve 25%, 25%, 25%, and 25% each day. I want to shift the paradigm for you. I want to change your perspective of work-life balance. You need to balance every day according to the opportunities, options, touches of favor of your day. Some days I'm 90% family. Some days I'm 90% receiving. Some days I'm 90% giving. But I look at it every single day, aiming towards what I think I want. The real balance comes in the totality of your activities every day and every month, year, and even for a lifetime. If you want work-life balance, then take a weighted balance every day towards where you think you want to be. The 7th lesson is continuous learning, which reminds me of one of the first and most powerful lessons I learned, called be more interested than interesting. So many people are trying to talk to you instead of learn what you're listening for. In order to do so, you have to have an open mind, but not only have an open mind, reach out to open minds by asking open-ended questions so that you can consistently be learning. ABL, always be learning. Be more interested than interesting. Every single day, set apart a minimum amount of time to learn, to listen. We have 2 ears and 1 mouth for one reason, because we are beings that are here to learn lessons. Life is about lessons. The lessons keep on coming until you learn them. Pain is only an indicator that you have a lesson to learn. So always be learning, consistently learning, by having the perspective of being more interested than interesting. Just save yourself the time, save yourself the money. Learn these 7 lessons. And if you want these lessons or anything else, please just reach out. Click this little box that may or may not be here, depending if my team edits it in. Anyway, these are the 7 lessons that I've learned along my journey. Thank you so much.